Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so excited. You know what time of year it is. I love summer. It's all the community events, all the fun stuff's going on. International Days is around the corner. That's
right.
Always a grand festival and a good time. And then, you know, towards the end of all that stuff comes the fair and the Derby.
Right. There's so many fun things going on this time of year. And I think that summer just has like its traditions. There's so many things that everyone does. International Days, Energy Days, Arts Festival, Derby is always on the list.
Yeah, always the top sellers. And this year's Derby is going to be awesome. Last year's was great. We had a little over 40 cars, I want to say. We're shooting for 50 this year. I've thrown out a challenge that you and I were talking about behind the scenes.
Yes.
I want to know if there is an interest in a powder puff heat. So there's a mini class. It's an easy class to get into. It's an easy class to build a car for. So I've thrown a challenge out to the ladies out there. If you want to do a powder puff heat, enter into that class. I won't make them because there are girls that don't want to be in the powder puff heat. They want to be in the regular heats, and they're in other classes, so they don't want to be in that class. But if you're interested in that, let's get a powder puff heat. I need 6 cars entered to be a heat, and the top 3 out of that will go into the main event.
That's incredible. So it's a minimum of 6. You need at least
6
to decide that you're going to do it.
Yep. So it's what I would recommend if you're not wanting to get out there in a regular class with everybody else, which the minis are all the same in my opinion. But if you don't have 6 girls, they're going to throw you in another class. There won't be just a powder puff one. But I'd like to see a powder puff derby. I think it would be a lot of fun.
I think it would be a lot of fun. And ladies, how many of you have always thought, like, oh my gosh, how fun would that be? Well, you've got time to do it.
You've got time. There's time to build a car. There's, in the minis, there's lots of those little cars. The rules are at Tire King. So here's the other deal for all you Derby enthusiasts. The month of June is a magical month for people that are building cars. If you enter before the end of the month, you get half off of your entry fee. So it's $50 to enter a car. You get it for $25. If you're listening today and you hear this and you're the first person to Tire King to enter your car, you get in for free. It's on me.
What?
So, yeah. Yes.
Oh,
can you believe that?
For goodness sake.
Today only. Well, I'm going to say this week, the first person that gets in there. So if you get in there today or tomorrow, if you're the first one after this airs, you get to be entered for free. Elsie's been given the heads up. She's aware of it. So as soon
Pretty
as
awesome.
You go there, your entry fee is paid. So let's get some cars entered. Right now there are, I want to say, 8 signed up.
8. Mm-hmm. All right. So, well, we'll get there. We'll get to that over 40.
So I'm calling out all the ladies in Carbon County. Let's get this this powder puff derby going. Calling you out, girls. Come on.
I think it would be an absolute blast. And it's like I was telling you, I've always wanted to be in the Demolition Derby. And it's because I've gone since I was a tiny kid. Every year I go to the Derby and I watch. So it's something fun. It's a family tradition and just great entertainment. I can only imagine how fun it would be actually driving a car.
It is a lot of fun to drive a car. I have 2. So I've entered in the mini class. So I'll be hopefully going head to head with the winners of the powder puff in the main event. Hopefully. And then I have an 80s or newer. I have a Cadillac this year.
Ooh.
Pretty excited about
it. I like that.
Cruising in style in the Derby.
That's nice. That's really, really nice. So, Sheriff, let me ask you this. Do you think that having a very chronic case of road rage helps in the Derby?
No, because I did that the first year that I was in the Derby, and all you do is tear your equipment up. You have to be very strategic and smart.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
So you gotta tone down your road rage.
So look at Rick Adams. I use Rick Adams as an example of you know how to do the Derby right. He's just smart. He doesn't not take hits. He just makes smart hits.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
Okay.
That's what you have to.
Good
do.
To know. Good tips.
Yeah.
For all those competitors.
If you get too aggressive, you'll use your equipment up. And you know our rules are kind of basic rules. So the cars are not as armored as some. So you have to protect your equipment.
Right. You definitely do. So here's the thing. You've got plenty of time to get a car put together. It's not until mid-August.
Yeah.
So August 10th. Of time.
Yeah. Plenty of time.
And another little tidbit, if you plan on registering, the end of June is next Friday.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You have a week to get in for the half off. Here's the other thing that I'm excited about this year. So we always give out trophies for the Derby, the heat winners and things. Well, we've got cool trophies coming this year. Metalworks over there, Ralph Keel over at Metalworks is doing the trophies, and they're cut out of metal. They'll have our search and rescue emblem in them and some other cool design. I haven't seen all of them yet, but you're going to want a trophy.
Oh, how awesome is that? And a local's making them. I always love that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a good thing. Plus, we know the Derby's, that's our big fundraiser for Search and Rescue for the year. And so we want to be able to have the equipment and the personnel we need to go out and do the searches, and this is how we get it. Plus, everyone's looking for a good time. And it's $13 for an adult to come to the Derby. That's what a ticket costs. $10 for a kid. It's $10 kids 6 to 12 years old and anyone over the age of 60. We give them the same break we give the kiddos, and that's in advance. So cheap entertainment, lots of food, lots of fun, and stuff gets torn up. I mean, what's right. better?
And at the end of the day, all the money is going towards a great cause.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's going to a great cause. We're gonna have prize drawing tickets, and there'll be some giveaway stuff. I'll be throwing some t-shirts and hats out for some of the lucky folks that can catch them.
Right.
That's my favorite thing while there.
Super fun. So don't forget, the first person to head on down to Tire King and tell them you want to register for the Demolition Derby. If you plan on registering and you just haven't done it yet, the first person to get down there and say, hey, I heard the sheriff say on the radio I can get in for free if I'm the first person. Elsie's ready to go down there. If you are that first person, you will not pay your entry fee.
Nope. And with your entry fee, you get a t-shirt and you also get two crew shirts. So that's how we know that you're a registered driver as you wear the shirt.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Just want to get you out there, Mallory.
You need to
get the proper clearance to get out there and derby with us.
I know.
There is something I want to mention. Westwood. We have a speed sign up in Westwood, and somebody pranked our speed sign and put a high score sheet on it. And although that's hilarious, whoever did that, please don't do that. This is like golf. We want a low score on that one.
Right. Yeah. 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 You don't want to get a high score.
Yeah. Yeah. So please don't do that to our speed sign. And let's watch our speed in those neighborhoods. Kids are playing. They're not watching for you. You have to watch for them.
Obviously kids are playing.
Yeah.
They're putting signs on your speed sign.
They are. And don't think for a minute that speed trailer doesn't have the capability of having a camera system and GPS coordinates of whoever stuck that on there.
Right.
I know who you are. You probably want to take it off.
I know who did it, and I'm just giving you the opportunity to do the right thing.
That's right.
That's what you're going for?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in, Sheriff. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.